Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Well, today's cattle futures market was mixed. We had feeder cattle slightly higher, 20 to 70 or so higher on the overall feeder cattle. September, which expired in about 2 weeks, were up 47 to 179.92. The live cattle were slightly lower, 10 to 50 lower here, with October down the weakest, down about 47 to 144.32. The December's at 150 even, down about 45. Cash trade this week looks like it's going to be between 140 and 142, which is disappointing. Overall, you know, we expect, with what's going on around the world and inflation and all that, that beef prices will move higher, but we haven't really seen it. It's been really, really steady, and box beef has actually been coming down. So kind of disappointing there on the cash trade and the live cattle. We do have a lot of macro or political risk, you know, things going on with not only just inflation, but now we have this railroad strike looming, and what happens over the next two or three days could possibly be really bad logistically for the grain especially, but that ripples through the entire economy if something happens there. Yesterday, of course, the stock market was down significantly. It was down about 1,300 points. Today, it's just slightly lower on the Dow. But all kind of signs of higher interest rates going forward and economic problems, which could hurt demand.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Well, the grain futures market was mixed here. We had corn down about 8 cents, beans down roughly 20, and wheat's up 10 to 17. So kind of a two different worlds between the two different grains. Of course, this time of year, we have corn and bean harvest really ramping up in the bulk of the Midwest crop. And I think most people know that there is a decent crop, at least in the heart of the Midwest. Of course, on the western side, it is pretty bad. But overall, I think the crop's going to be slightly lower than what we've seen over the last couple of years. And the market knows that. And we also have yesterday, the U.S. dollar index was up over 100. Today it's slightly lower, but the export market could decrease based on the high currency exchange rate. We also have a talk yesterday afternoon after the markets closed of possible U.S. sanctions on China to deter them from trying to pull something or invade Taiwan. So typically, whenever we have a trade war, which we should all be familiar with at this point, the trade war stuff in China typically makes beans and corn go down, specifically beans, because they import a bunch of our beans. So that might be one of the factors here facing the beans. Again, just like the cattle market, the overall economic picture yesterday with the Dow down significantly will hurt demand.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.